everybody. Barrett from the All About Nothing podcast. Look, one of the things we love to do is shout out small businesses doing cool things. And ZJZ Designs is one of them. They make these awesome seasonal and themed t-shirts, and they're not just eye-catching, they're high quality. I've ordered a few, and they've held up in the wash after wash. Plus, it feels good knowing I'm supporting a creative shop, not just feeding the Amazon machine. So if you want something fresh, funny, and made with a little extra heart, hit up ZJZDesigns.com. You'll definitely find something there to love. ZJZDesigns.com. Check them out.
The All About Nothing podcast may have language and content
that isn't appropriate for some. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, Nothingers, to the All About Nothing podcast. This is episode number 261. I am Barrett Gruber. I'm joined by Mr. Zach King. Welcome, Zach.
Hi, Barrett.
Hi.
Episode two in a row. Look at this.
Episode two in a row. I got tormented by Bill the other day because I said that we were on episode like 260 or whatever, and he said something to the effect of, and I said, but we actually have almost 350 episodes because of the kind of daily show we do every morning. And he said that's not fair. He said we can't count those in the grand sum of all of our episodes.
I don't think you can.
I do. I put in the work. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, and please don't fill the comment section with comments about my beard or my hair. I know what it looks like, and I get it. So,
it looks like someone painted with your chin.
It's getting grayer. Please subscribe and share the show. That's how we get new listeners. Also, please consider supporting the show financially by visiting theallaboutnothing.com and becoming an official member, proudly calling yourself a true nothinger. We'll have more details on that at the end of the show. If you can't do that, please give us a 5-star review, a like, and follow us across social media. You can find links at theallaboutnothing.com. Reminder, the 10th Masters of Putt-Putt's coming up Friday, August 22nd at Frankie's Fun Park in Columbia. Deadline to register your 3-person team is August 21st. And yes, costumes are encouraged. Best dressed team wins prizes. So bring your A game and your wardrobe. Check out everplaysocial.com for details on that. Get ready. Columbia Soda City Comic Con 2025 is bringing the star power to the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center August 23rd and 24th. Get to meet Katie Sackhoff, Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica, and Bo-Katan from The Mandalorian. Snap a selfie with John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. And don't miss the voice of Minnie Mouse, the magical Caitlin Roebuck. That's just the beginning. More guests are being announced. So check out SodaCityComicCon.com for updates and tickets, including VIP passes. Don't want to miss out on this. Again, SodaCityComicCon.com.
It is Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan, whatever.
You make it sound like a beach resort. It's Bo-Katan.
Maybe what I want is Katie Sackhoff to address my pronunciation in person and with force.
She will.
That's right. Our guest this week is originally from Puerto Rico. And apparently back in 2022, I gave her some good advice on podcasting at the GOT Sound Studio here in Lexington, South Carolina, run, of course, by Mr. Dominique Stewart. You can go check out gotsoundstudio.com for that. But maybe what I can do, let me just introduce you. So her name is Nudaira. She also goes by Most Popular and hosts the Most Popular podcast. Welcome, Nudaira, Miss Most Popular. It's so much to try and get all of the AKAs in. That's where things get difficult. Welcome,
thank you
to the All About Nothing podcast.
welcome.
I can't believe we didn't have you on like 3 years ago. That's insane to me.
A long time ago.
it was being picky and selective and a diva. No. And he was like, nah.
Surprisingly, he wasn't when I first met him. He was very humble. He was. He was in a rush. I do remember because he was just ending the segment.
Zach, this is what I tell you all the time. I am easily the most humble person on the planet. There's no one more humble than me.
Yeah.
So you host La Dama Popular, which is a YouTube channel, which is Most Popular One podcast. Check the show notes for links. We'll have those in the show notes. The format of your podcast is it's travel and culture podcast. This is what I got from the internet, featuring interviews, destination guides, and immersion into local experiences. Does that pretty well describe what it is that you do?
Yes.
So in your words, Tell us what it is that you do.
Okay, so yes, as he said, thank you for saying my name so well. It's the story of my life, Nidaira. You know, it's spelled with the Spanish alphabet. That's why it's a little difficult to pronounce.
Sure.
But yes, I do go by Most Popular. I'm the host of the Most Popular podcast. And I've been podcasting since 2022. So basically, my podcast, it started out as a platform where I was interviewing artists, musicians. And from that, I met so many other people that was interested in me in interviewing them. So I opened it to other areas, like, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners, anyone who has a dream, how I like to say. I just love to make people feel popular. So
there you go.
The format of the show, one of the things that I always, that you almost always do is you check out people's outfits.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, wait.
So before we go any further, Zach, please, if you will,
I see the green.
You have to do a little bit of a spin too. I need a full 360. So one of the big reasons that you're here, especially, is not only to introduce our audience to your podcast, but as well, big event this past weekend that you put on. Or the I guess you organized and everything. It was the Podcast Expo on June 21st here in Columbia, South Carolina. Give us an idea of what this event was.
Yes, the Most Popular Podcast Expo. Yes, it went down this past Saturday, June 21st, which I'm very proud of that it was able to happen, you know. So basically, the Most Popular Podcast Expo was an event where I brought different podcasters from all over to come showcase and host their podcast platforms. And I invited everyone. Everyone was welcome to come get interviews, especially if you're an underground growing business or an entrepreneur, an artist, for you to get interview. And also I had performers, of course, and I had I call it a mini fashion show. So the fashion comes because I am a model as well, and I love fashion, and I love styling. And so from the Most Popular Podcast, Fashion Divas, I have this little segment show where it's called Fashion Divas that I co-host with my co-host, Vanessa Young. She's a singer-songwriter from here, Columbia, South Carolina. And we go to different events, and at the end of the night, we choose the best dressed male and the best dressed female. And we crowned them the fashion king and the fashion diva of the night. So that's where that comes from, the fashion divas.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. And you mentioned that there were some workshops and things like that. People got to introduce them. Now, you told me off recording that you were only expecting like 5 podcasters, but you said 7.
Yes.
Do you remember about all of the podcasters that, and this is mostly a memory game for me, but it's...
Okay, we're going to go with Hustle Man Podcast, Cocktails with Michelle.
It was called Cocktails with Michelle.
The Hustle Man Podcast. A few more.
I'm checking out the Hustle Man.
That's okay. Look.
They were all wonderful, man. It was a wonderful, beautiful experience.
That's great.
You know how many in total you had turn out?
So there were about 6-7 podcasters. And I mean, and there were 2 podcasters in the building that didn't even host their platform. They were just there to support. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's really great.
How can I forget this one? The Bigger the Pill podcast, which he is my host. We just started a new podcast platform that is called the Most Popular Discussions. So
nice.
These discussions will get disgusting where we're discussing everything that we gossip about that we don't want to bring out to the light. We're bringing it.
At some point, I'm expecting an invitation onto all of these podcasts. So back in 2022, what was it that inspired you to get started podcasting? Like what was the initial moment where you said, this is what I have to do?
So, you know, when I got into this entertainment field, I started as a musician myself. I was an artist and, you know, I had small children. My children were small at the time. And I just figured like, it was not something that I can tackle at the time because that needed a lot of attention and time and money. And I had just moved to South Carolina in 2021, and I just felt like I had to get myself together first. And, you know, I didn't want to give up on my dreams. And so I just felt like, what else can I do? Because I was also interested in managing artists, but I knew that that was not something I was going to be able to do yet until I get my feet in the door and meet other people. And, you know, and I had to grow first. And I said, well, I have to use my expertise somehow. And I love talking. I love making people feel good, you know. And I just knew that, you know, my social skills, becoming a podcaster was the best fit for me.
Yeah. So you don't do a traditional like in studio for your most popular.
At first I started, which that's how I met you. The idea was to come to Got Sound Studios, and you know, which I did. I utilized Meek's studio a couple of times, but then it just like I wanted to be creative, and I remember one of my guests was like, "I would like for you to interview me by my high school, my old high school." Because I want to showcase where I grew up and where I came from.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just open these ideas, creative ideas, and give my guests full control of choosing their locations.
Okay.
So that's how that came about.
Do you do video on top of audio when you do your podcast? No.
I just record. I record and I edit out of the videos.
Yeah.
There you go.
So... You know, as a fellow podcaster who dabbles in this a little bit, you know, most popular, that's a big name for
It is, and it took me a while to own it. Believe it or not, people don't know how hard it was for me to come out and say I'm most popular. You know, because people be like, well, first of all, who are you? And I understand why people feel this way, because one, I'm not from South Carolina, and two, for most of my life, I did not have any form of social media. So there's not a lot of going back to you know, scroll and see, well, where she come from? I got on social media in 2021 for the first time ever. Wow. And so, you know.
Good for you. But, that's nice.
Yeah. But most popular does have a background. I'm not most popular for no reason now.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, from my childhood and my past, you know, I did win most popular in junior high school. I won most popular in high school. But I won two titles in high school. I won most popular and I won cutest couple.
Nice.
And I was given an option to choose which one. And I was like, I remember I asked the teacher, I said, who's my runner up for most popular? And she was like, so-and-so. And I was like, okay, I like her. Give it to her. And I just went with cutest couple.
In my
neighborhood, I threw parties, and I was very popular.
I got cutest couple too, but they were referring to my other side, like it was my other personality. No, I'm just kidding.
I got most likely to host a podcast.
Did you?
But I think there were two podcasts when I graduated high school. And
were there
it.
Really? I don't.
Kevin Smith and Adam Carolla.
I was gonna say I don't.
Or
I
was the other one.
I don't think there were. We just called it radio.
Yeah. When did you graduate?
In 1997, the internet was still like fresh.
Yeah. No, it was dial-up.
Because I graduated in 04. Podcasts had just started in 04. Yeah. Because I just checked the information, the history. 2003 was the first podcast ever.
Yeah. That was when Zach graduated. 2003, right? No. When did you graduate? 2007. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I graduated in 97 and I can affirm that it would have been the slowest download you could possibly imagine. You couldn't have listened to it on your phone. Like you'd have been sitting there with it connected to the wall, you know?
Well, and Steve Jobs hadn't reinvented Mac again.
Well, and also just to point this out, when I worked in radio, which was back in 97, I did have people that would call up and ask to be put on hold so that they could listen to the radio on their phone. So maybe that was the first podcast.
Yeah.
They were listening to me. It was their mistake. That's their fault. So I get, how do you balance like all of the traveling that you're doing for your podcast? Like with like daily life, you have children, you know, this is, are they your sound engineers and you know,
Yes and no. As they get older, they're becoming more interested in my field of work. At first, they're like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I'm like, you're going to do it. But they're supportive. They want to see me win. So, you know, anything I ask them to do, like even this past, the podcast expo, they were literally my assistants, my son and my daughter. Yeah. My daughter's 17. My son is 14. So it works out. It does work out. But, you know, I wouldn't say that it's not an aggressive thing, you know, besides the setting up of the backdrop and, you know, traveling. They love traveling. They're used to traveling. I love traveling. So most of the time I do bring them along with me. And one thing about me, when I travel, I make it make sense. Like, I'm going to do 3-4 things within that trip, not just go host.
Yeah.
Because other than the most popular podcast, I also have the most popular podcast, Red Carpet, where I get booked. I come to events and I host my red carpet and I interview all the guests at the event.
Tell us a little about that, because I've watched several of those. That's where I got checking out what people wear and.
So the most popular podcast, Red Carpet, came about June 2023. I believe it was at the CBT Music Fest, the first annual CBT Music Fest. I was asked by Bobby Dollars if I was interested in hosting my podcast for the entire event. And I was just like, wow, that's huge. And I'm like, how many people? He's like, nothing, just 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I'm like, really? I was like, I can do it. It wasn't that many, but it was quite a few. And I got the red carpet and I put my backdrop up and interviews started rolling. And I got the hang of it, and it's been a thing ever since, and I love it.
It does. It comes off very natural, especially even though the likelihood is until they introduce themselves, you have no idea who they are, right?
That's the thing. At the most popular podcast, Red Carpet, I don't. I really don't. So it's just, I have to go with the flow.
You're absolutely right. I'm impressed at how professional you keep it, because I think if it were Zach and I that were trying to do what it is that you do, like on a red carpet where people are coming in, I have to imagine like somebody walks up wearing, you know, some sort of style or whatever. My first question is going to be like, who helped you with this outfit today? Because there's obviously some colorblindness going on. Well,
you
don't
say
help,
and then they get offended. You say, who styled you? Or did you style yourself?
See, and these are the last, I'm going to write that down. Did you style yourself? Cause the first thing I go to is going to be, is going to be humor. Like, and
do you dress in the dark?
That's a good question.
My gosh. Yeah. What stands out is one of the destinations that you've done, with your podcast, or that you've gone somewhere. Like what's one of the most incredible places that you visited?
Okay, so I've done Florida, I've done North Carolina, South Carolina. I haven't hosted the red carpet in New York, but I've done interviews in New York. I guess right now, Georgia has been my most unique place to host my red carpet, because there's just so much, you know, it's the Black Hollywood of it. So. And then the thing about it is, the reason why I come off so well put together is because I may not know who the guests are, but I do prepare myself with the theme of the event. Because I don't only host showcases. Where even I've done baby showers. You know, I haven't even put that footage out. But one thing, if you notice, if you watch, like, I come up with games, questions. I do my research and I ask them questions based on the theme of the event. And, you know, and I just base it around that to make it fun.
It's entertaining, that's for sure.
And it's got to keep you on your toes, too. Like, you have to have that quick wit.
Yes, but that I'm good at, because I am an inspiring attorney.
So go a little bit into that. Like, because this isn't what earns you your paycheck. Like,
no, not at all.
what is it that you do in your daily life that it gives you the ability to do the podcasting?
Well, I've been working since I was 14. So my first job was at the library.
Yeah.
I loved that job. Well, I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Seriously, like, I really was an aspiring attorney. I wanted to be, I still do want to be a lawyer, but I just had to put that on hold. I was a school teacher for almost 13 years. I've been in corrections. I've done legal field, law firms, interpreter. I've done it all. As they say, I'm like jack of all trades. Recently, which was my last employment, I was a case manager. I worked for the UC program, which is the unaccompanied children that cross the borders, the refugee children. And as a case manager, I would help reunify them with their families here in the United States.
So being as that's part of your background and your experience, what's going on now in the political spectrum and how immigration, the immigration and customs enforcement's going after people, that has to have like that's taking a toll on you, I have to imagine.
For sure. So, you know, I did have an incident, a tragic incident that occurred to me back in December 28th, 2024. So I was out on medical leave. And then when I came back, we went on furlough because of the administration and situation. Yeah. Then we were out for a few weeks and then I came back and then I was terminated. So, yeah.
I hate to hear that.
I do too. Because ultimately, you know, being from Puerto Rico, of course, you are a citizen of the United States. That is unquestionable. But
to most, except the president, who probably doesn't understand that.
Right. Well, yeah.
You don't like us.
He somehow suffers life outside of reality. But, you know, I have to imagine that not having you in the service that you were providing is taking a toll on people in Columbia, South Carolina. I have a friend who works in immigration law. His is mostly around the visa application system for corporations and companies that specifically in South Carolina that utilize that. So I work for a company that has a large majority of visa employees from India and Bangladesh and places in Europe and across Europe and Australia too. But so his doesn't specifically deal with the deportation law and protecting people, documented, undocumented, whatever, from this criminal aspect that our current administration seems to be applying to everyone. But his firm does do some of that, but his specific job isn't in that. But it's unbelievable what he describes as how busy they are, how much they're going through, how much the Department of Justice is interfering with every aspect of their jobs right now. So
it's very unfortunate because, you know, even the last child that the program received was in November 2024 and it's June 2025 and the program has not received any children yet. Obviously, no one is crossing the border or taking that chance. So, you know, it kind of sucks to just sit in the office for 8 hours doing basically nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's a fortunate situation.
I think I saw a statistic earlier that said 80% of the people that have been arrested by ICE in the last month and a half, so in the last 45 days, 80% of them have no criminal record, regardless of whether they are documented or undocumented. Because just by the way, if you disagree, if you're listening to this podcast and you disagree with migrant workers, if you disagree with the idea that the United States has, or if you are the mindset that there's some sort of an immigration problem here in the United States, the only immigration problem we have in the United States is the fact that we don't have a clear-cut procedure in making it more possible or better aligned for people to become citizens or to become documented. Like, ultimately, that is our immigration problem, is that we don't have a good system in place to fix the problem. You can't fix it with walls. You can't fix it with guards. You can't fix it with deportations. It's not going to fix it. So anyway, that was my soapbox and my tangent.
I do pray it gets better, you know.
I do too.
That said, it is a sad.
I do too. Did you happen to record a podcast at the expo this past weekend?
So, you know, there were a few people that were asking me, hey, can I get an interview? And I felt kind of bad because, you know, I didn't want to make it about me. Nothing I do is ever about me. If you see, even when I'm interviewing, I'm just trying to make you look good, you know. And I wanted to, but I was hosting and, you know, I was pretty much by myself. Like I said, my kids were helping me.
Yeah.
And I just had to make sure that everything was together, that everybody was pleased. So no, I did not. But I did, I did interview one of my co-hosts from another show that I have, which is Most Popular Beginnings, where we discuss the upbringing and beginnings of the artists and how they started their careers, the music careers. But I did. And then I also recorded a panel. I had a podcaster there. We did a panel discussion on, you know, how to get podcast started and the journey and what it takes to become a successful podcaster.
Yeah.
But I do look forward to interviewing everyone.
I can tell you from experience that one of the things that once you get to a certain level with these podcasts, you're being inundated a lot for requests to be on your show.
I was requested in three other cities. And so now they want me to have the podcast expo in Charleston, in Atlanta, Georgia, and Augusta.
Well,
nice.
Look, if you do it in Augusta, I will make the trip down there. I will definitely come down there. I am happy to lead a panel. If I can drag Zach out, sure. You know, yeah, it's only a 45 minute drive. Present.
See, Barrett likes to take me with him now. But to get to be the co-host of this podcast, I had to fist fight three other contestants at the same time.
It's true.
Bare knuckle.
It's true.
But look, you won, clearly.
No. Loser takes the job. That's what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
I was KO'd because I fell into the ring.
Well,
okay.
Well, look, we don't want to keep you too long. New Dyra has a cruise that she has to get to. She is currently sitting in a Wendy's in Florida.
Yes, I am.
On the way to her cruise.
Hold on. Do you got an extra ticket? Because I'll come down right now.
So before we let you off, we got to do a little thing called the 7 questions. So this is just a sort of a, you answer the questions.
Ooh, I like games.
As honestly as possible. So first question is, what was the last thing that you Googled? Oh, she's blushing. I can see it. She's blushing.
No. It was, I think I was Googling skills information.
Okay.
Skills, life skills.
Oh, okay.
Just earlier, yeah.
Sometimes
I was freshening up on that.
Sometimes it's helpful just to check in on those.
You hold the knife like, don't hold it like this. You hold it like this.
Yeah. Question number 2. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To hold a knife like this.
I'm just kidding. Look. You know, I'm already skillful in reading minds, but if I could just really like go into your head and know exactly what you're thinking at the moment, that would be it. Remember that Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mel Gibson. Yeah. Was he the hamburger incident? He was the pulled over on the side of the road.
Hasselhoff was the hamburger incident.
All right. Question number 3. If your life were a movie, what would the opening soundtrack be? What would that opening song to the movie be?
New Radicals. Get What You Get.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love that song.
I like it. All right. Question number 4. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would you be eating?
Seafood. I'm a seafood lover.
Okay.
Vegetarian.
So stranded on an island, not going to bother you. You can fish. Not a problem. All right.
Wait, we had to know what specific seafood.
That's
if you
true.
Had to pick a seafood.
I like crab. I like shrimp, but I don't think I want to eat crab and shrimp for the rest of my life. So I will go with fish because I can eat different types of fish.
That's fair. That's fair. Go. All right. Number 5. What is your least favorite candy and why?
I'm not a big candy eater, even when I was a kid, but I will have to go with Nylators. I like Nylators.
So what is your least favorite candy?
Oh, least. Excuse me.
That's okay.
sour candy. I don't like
anything sour.
Sours. Yeah. Well, Sour Patches are okay. They're okay. But no, don't give me nothing sour.
My kids recently brought home sour cotton candy and didn't tell me what it was.
I've had it because I love cotton candy, but I wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah. Number 6, what's one strange or unusual talent that you have that maybe no one knows?
I don't know. I'm so talented. I can do so. No, seriously. I promise you, I'm really good at everything. I can do everything, honestly. I'm awesome in Uno.
There it is. Okay.
Nobody could beat me in Uno.
Okay, fair enough. You know what? That would be a skill my kids would love to match up against for sure. All right.
Okay.
Last question.
But other than Uno's, Pac-Man. I am the queen of Pac-Man too. Can't forget that.
I think
there's a cash prize for the queen of Pac-Man.
I'm the queen of Miss Pac-Man.
Are you? Okay.
I have to put on a wig. I have to put on a wig, but you know, I had to see, and this is the problem that the Republicans have with transgender is that I'm out there wearing a wig playing Miss Pac-Man. And then they're like, see, that's an example. All right. Last question.
It's not the bathrooms. It's the Pac-Man arcade.
Poor Pac-Man.
Last question. Just... If you could have dinner with any three people, dead or alive, who would you be having dinner with?
Dead or alive.
Hard question. Because if they're dead,
it is a hard question.
It's not appealing.
I would like to have. Honestly, I'm a big hip hop. I'm going with that. Just keep it fair. And I am a big hip hop fan. You know, I love salsa too because I am Puerto Rican. But I'm gonna go with that. You're not dead. You're alive. I'm gonna go with Notorious B.I.G. I was raised in Bronx, New York, so I was there for the era of the Bad Boy and everything. Yeah. And to see everything unfold the way it is in the music industry, I just would love for him to tell me who did what, who is who, and just tell me the truth. I would love to know everything.
We know who did it.
Come on, Biggie.
We know who did it,
but I just want to hear it from his mouth.
We know who did it. Did it to him?
Sean Combs? Was it Sean Combs?
Yes, it was Sean Combs. He killed Biggie.
He killed
Biggie. He had Tupac killed. But just so you know, what Zach and I are really looking for in every single one of these is for someone to say they want to have dinner with us.
Oh, okay. Well, I would still have dinner with you guys.
that's what I wanted. Well listen,
we could do it dead or alive. We could be dead or alive. We'll
still have dinner with you. No, you're lying. Because I still need you to come to the podcast expo.
Listen, everybody, please go check out New Dyra's YouTube page. It is La Dama Popular. And there are links in the show notes. Most popular. Thank you very much for being on the show. Please enjoy your cruise. And, you know, when you get back, I look forward to seeing pictures and hearing all about it. And definitely look forward to the next expo, whether it's in Augusta or Columbia. Absolutely. I will be in attendance. If I can get Zach there, then he'll be in attendance, too. But we would love to do a podcast in front of your crowd. So I think that would be absolutely a thrill. So please be safe on your cruise. Thank you for being on the podcast with us. And
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So just to let everybody know, so the YouTube page is Most Popular Number One Podcast. And
that's
La
right.
Dama Popular is basically in Spanish, La Dama Popular, which means Miss Popular or Popular Lady.
Perfect.
So that's where La Dama Popular comes from. Me llamo Zach.
Yo soy muy fuerte.
Oh, está bien, huepa. Me encanta.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
being on the show. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes. Right. Good night.
Bye. Zach, that was awesome.
Well, Barrett, it has been a good time. I am being beckoned.
All right. Well, I know you're being beckoned. Can I share one thing with you before we wrap this podcast up?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, obviously, one of the things that we didn't get to discuss last week was because of the timing of our episode's recording, we did not get an opportunity to discuss the Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz debate.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird. But part of what it feels weird is I get heartburn, like in my throat, all the way into my nostrils when I think of the idea. Like,
God damn, Tucker Carlson's the man right now.
Yeah. I will just say this before we wrap up this episode. I did find a way to make it tolerable, and this is how.
How many people living around? 92 million. Okay. Yeah. How could you not know that? I don't sit around memorizing population tables. Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's, well, because, it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why, well, why is that relevant? Because
if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. What's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians, predominantly Shia.
Okay, even, you don't know anything about Iran. So
okay, I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who claims
about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
You're the I'm one not
who,
saying
who,
that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad. You don't believe
they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. I'm said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, this, you're breaking news here, because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
Well, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
Stakes. You're a senator. So, if you're saying the United States government is...
I just wanted to share that with you. Having it in AI baby format makes it more tolerable for me.
What I need is the Bigfoot Yeti version of it.
I'll look for it. I'll see if I can find that.
So did you make that?
No. So there's a group on Instagram and TikTok and whatnot that does all of those sorts of, they do all of that AI stuff. And, you know, because that costs money.
Have you seen how we went from baby everything to now Yeti everything?
Yeah, everything's Yeti.
God, well, it's taking an awesome path. I like it so far.
Yeah, yeah.
But can we take a prediction? What's next?
So I've also seen Star Wars Troopers AI, which is pretty easy to do because they don't have to they don't have to move lips and
we could do that before there was AI, right?
Yeah. Prediction on what's coming next? It's got to be cats or something like because I think that's how the circle of internet sort of goes around. It started out with cats.
You're right. I think you just kind of reminded me babies wasn't the first. The first iteration of people just abusing AI was you're looking at a dog on a bed and then it turns and like it starts dancing and morphs into like a disgusting thing.
Yeah.
I tricked my wife so many times. I'm like, look at this kid. And then it turns like someone takes a bite and he's made out of cake. Like that kind of shit was like what started.
Okay. New prediction. It's going to be cakes. It's gonna be talking cakes. Everything's talking cakes, like with icing drooping off of their face. Look, all right, on that bombshell, we're gonna wrap up this episode. I know it was a short one. We'll come back next week with a longer one, but
we got plans.
Yeah, we got big plans. So that's gonna do it for episode number 261. Thank you, Zach, for being here. Also want to thank New Dyra, also known as Miss Pop, most popular. I keep
Dinesh is going on a cruise. That was amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jealous.
Links to all of our past episodes, podcast platforms, merchandise, and social media are available on our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. And if you think our financial model of giving away free content and entertainment is silly and you're in the giving mood, please, why not become an official Nothinger and support the show monthly? Members get early access to this episode as well as exclusive content. You can visit members.theallaboutnothing.com or find a link on our webpage. You can also give a one-time donation through the same link. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call and leave us a message, 803-672-0533, or you can email the show at theallaboutnothing.com. Join our Discord server, links all on our webpage. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. You all stay safe, be kind, and...
give your hands to yourself.
There it is.
Damn it.
The All About Nothing podcast is a product of Big Media and produced and engineered by me, Barrett Gruber. Thanks to Cake for our intro music, Sick of You. You can follow everything Cake the band at cakemusic.com. Thanks to Muff the producer for our outro music. You can follow Muff on Instagram at Muff the producer. You can follow me across social media by visiting linktree.com/Barrett Gruber. And you can follow Zach King on linktree.com/AANZach. Want to support the show? Visit our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. To find links to our social media, podcast platforms, and merchandise to support the show, as well as past episodes, visit theallaboutnothing.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can email theshow@theallaboutnothing.com, or you can call our number and leave a message. Dial 803-672-0533. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our sister shows. What the Pod Was That with Carrie, Zach, and myself. Welcome to Wonderland with Ami. Politically Speaking with Erica, Kirsten, and Emily, and Black, White, and Blue in the South with Dr. Jameel Brooks and Bill Kimmler. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe and punch that notification bell. Thank you for listening and hear us next week. preceding podcast is a product of Big Media, LLC, and is copyright 2025, all rights reserved. Get ready, Columbia. Soda City Comic Con 2025 is turning up the heat this summer. It all goes down August 23rd and 24th at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center, and the guest lineup is already packed with fan favorites. Let's start with Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah.
Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica and Bo-Katan Kreese from The Mandalorian and Clone Wars. She's a sci-fi icon and one of the coolest people to ever wield a blaster. Then there's John Heder, the man, the myth, the Napoleon Dynamite. From Blades of Glory to Surf's Up and everything awkwardly hilarious in between, he's bringing the signature charm to Soda City. And rounding it out, we've got Caitlin Robrock, the incredible voice of Minnie Mouse in Mickey Mouse Funhouse, Minnie's Bowtie Tunes, and many more. She's also voiced characters in Agrisuko, Amphibia, and Mr. Pickles, a true animation powerhouse. They'll all be there, signing autographs, taking selfies, and meeting fans all weekend long. And this is just the beginning. Even more celebrity guests are being announced. So keep checking SodaCityComicCon.com for the latest updates, guest lists, ticket info, and VIP perks. Make your summer unforgettable. Grab those tickets and come celebrate all things pop culture at Soda City Comic Con.